Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano, and I am so glad to have you spend some time with me today. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate you. And I've missed you. I've been away, not traveling, but I have not been doing podcasts in a couple weeks. And I've been creating on my own. I've been very quiet and very busy. And it's been nice, but I have missed doing podcast episodes. So I'm back. And I'm thrilled to say that one of the things that I've been prepping these last few weeks has been a brand new group that will be entering into my Healer Studio. And this is an online plus live masterclass program. We are opening the doors for another group, another cohort to go through in May, starting in June. And if you are an energetic practitioner or a body worker, this program is completely designed to elevate your personal energetics, to clear your energy, to protect your energy. This is for your health and the health of as you work with your clients. So if this is something that you're curious about, please go to theartoftuningin.com/healers, theartoftuningin.com/healers. And you can read all about the Healer Studio, which is opening, like I said, this next month and starting in June. And if you're listening to this podcast beyond that point, just know that we open the doors for a new group at different parts during the year. And so just get on the list to learn more about that. I'd love to meet you. And if you have any questions, reach out and contact me. I'm a real person and I like to answer questions. So feel free to do that. And speaking of questions, on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some insights into a great question that I received. The question that I received was, "Dear Maria, I have a hard time keeping my energy positive, and I'm wondering if just certain people are just born positive and others not. I really need some tools to try to balance my energy, especially my emotional energy. I'm not sure what to do. Any advice will help. Thanks for your podcast." Well, Amber, thank you for listening and thank you for your question because it's actually a great one and I appreciate you taking the time to send it in. The truth is that many, many people have a very hard time balancing their emotional energy and their physical energy. I believe that everyone is born with balanced emotional energies. But then during their life, depending on their experiences, we actually acquire our emotional energy through the experiences that we have. And so how you're raised or what you experience, how you spend your energy output, meaning how you're moving through your daily life, has a lot to do with the energy that you have left over and how you feel. The same goes with your emotional energy. How you're spending your emotional energy has a lot to do with what's left over and how you feel. So when I teach people, we always talk about output and input. And in Chinese medicine, in medical Qigong, everything is always about the balance of that. If you're going to output energy, meaning you're going to spend your energy, you need to replace that energy. And it needs to be a continuous flow. So it's not about just, spending all that energy and just letting it all go out and then you don't do anything about it and then you get sick and then you have to stay home and you have to replenish your energy because you lost energy and that's why you got sick and now, okay, you got to get better. And that's generally what happens. And what we want to do is we want to have a daily output and input of balanced energy so that we can have more of an even flow through life. And that takes care of our system. And the reason why I bring this up is because when people learn how to manage their energy flow, again, how much are you doing physically? How much are you replenishing physically? How much are you mentally outputting? How much are you mentally replenishing? How much are you emotionally giving out? How are you replenishing your emotional system? So if you think of everything as a system, you know, a mental system, an emotional system, a spiritual system, a psychic system, people know me as a very positive person. But I spend a lot of focus on balancing my energy. And I didn't always. When I was younger, it was very high and low in my energy. I was very emotionally high and low, and I would have a ton of energy, and then I would get really tired, and a lot of times I would get sick, and then I'd replenish, and it was this whole thing. So I was very strong, but I would use it all up, and then I would kind of fall. And emotionally, it was the same thing. There were just a lot of highs and lows until I realized how much I take on empathically. So how much I'm actually feeling in my life. And I bring this up because a lot of people who have emotional questions, meaning they wonder why they can feel so much and why it takes so much out of them. A lot of those people are very empathic people, meaning that they feel very strongly the emotions of others that are around them or that are actually at a distance. Also the emotions of what's happening in the world, the emotions of animals, the emotions of nature. So everyone has different gifts. And sometimes people have these highs and lows and emotions because they're actually tuning in and picking up. And that's where I'm speaking from in this podcast. Everything in this podcast is about the energetic relationship with emotions and the balancing of energy. So what I learned in my life was that I had to really pay attention on a daily basis, how I was feeling and why. Meaning what events happened that day, the day before, or even 2 days before, if I found myself going into a low. If I found myself having a real emotional feeling, if all of a sudden I found myself very tired, if I found myself frustrated, angry, what was going on? Because it was just coming out of the blue. And sometimes what happens is that people get so used to feeling a certain way that it's their go-to emotion. So one of the things that I do personally is I work daily on my mental attitudes. I still, of course, am highly empathic and I feel a lot of what's going on. But of course, I've learned how to filter that and I've learned when I want to tune in and when I don't want to tune in. And those are all things that you can learn and become really very skilled over what kind of energy you're picking up and when. But I mentally every day feel how I feel. I tune into myself to what's going on. So I say that because it's not about just trying to be positive. Our emotions tell us so much information. And so it's not about just trying to go from, you know, not feeling so great to a state of euphoria. It doesn't work that way and it shouldn't work that way. It's not that you want to stay in a state that isn't positive or that is bringing you down. But it's good to look at what's going on. Before, when I mentioned that we get used to our go-to emotion, we tend to always go to a certain pattern, that's something to be aware of. So if you're someone who goes into feeling low easily, your system has actually gotten used to that feeling. And so sometimes when you're wanting to change that and start to live a different way, there are steps to take that bring you into a new space and your energetic system gets used to that. But then it tends to fall back to the old pattern because it's not used to holding itself in that new emotional frequency. And so we work with these stages little by little. And this is something that you can do on your own. When you're feeling not so great, recognize it, number one, right away. You have to be willing to say to yourself, I don't feel so great. I want to move out of this state. Many times people are in an emotional state, and like I said, they're so used to that state. They've practiced it for so long that they don't know they can actually feel differently. So it's very similar when people begin to change their physical health. They're used to not feeling well, and they don't really remember what it's like to feel really good in their body. And so when they start to exercise or eat differently or, you know, get more sleep or whatever, it can feel a little weird to them. It's a little strange. And it takes a little time to get used to that new state of being. And so this applies physically, it applies mentally, and it applies emotionally, that we have these different actual frequencies that we move around in throughout our life, throughout our day. And how these frequencies vibrate is how we feel. So if we want to change how we feel, we are actually shifting a frequency. So I hope that makes sense. Because if we can look at it a different way, it will inspire us to do new things. So that's what I'm hoping here, is that it will inspire you to think of this differently. So if you're feeling kind of blue, and that's a frequency, so you think of, what is feeling blue? What is feeling down? What is feeling sad? What is feeling hopeless? What are those frequencies feel like to you? They're pretty universal, but everyone is different. And so every frequency of emotion is different for every person. So you feel it and you recognize it. You say, well, this is how I feel. I feel really down. Well, how does that feel in your body? And how does that feel in your breath? And what kind of thoughts go through your mind when you're feeling that way? And you say, oh, I'm aware. I'm aware that I'm in this frequency. So you start to shift it from, oh, I feel so bad, and I feel really hopeless, and I don't know what to do. Then you start to recognize, okay, I'm in a frequency. And when you recognize, when you allow your brain to come in and recognize that your emotional body is in a frequency of feeling down, you now actually begin to look at it from another viewpoint. And you then make a decision. You make a mental decision that's also balanced with your heart, because your heart is your desire, to shift that state, to shift that frequency. So then you say, okay, well, if I was to shift this frequency of feeling down, feeling blue, feeling really sad, feeling hopeless, what is the next frequency that I would like to go to? How would I like to feel? And this is the key. There are steps. So just like you attune a frequency, you're going to retune and start to change that frequency little by little to move to the next phase and the next phase and the next phase. And if you're feeling kind of blue right now, you might think, gosh, those are a lot of steps to go through, but it isn't really like that, because you do the next little step and you feel better, and then that gives you hope, and then you go to the next step and you learn how to get yourself into a different state, because no one can get you into a different state. We can all inspire each other, but when we learn how to do it ourselves, we really have empowerment over our whole life. So once you make the awareness, okay, I'm going to be aware, and I know that I don't feel so great, and I also know that my desire is to move into a better feeling state, I'm going to now make the decision and take the action to think about something or do something that makes me feel safe, that makes me feel inspired, that brings me some joy. The quickest way to do that, as I've said before, and as you'll hear most spiritual teachers, healers say to you, go to nature. Nature and breathing with nature, breathing with a plant in your own home, if you don't have a place to go, is a great first step. The green of a plant, the oxygen, the exchange of the plant's energy, sitting in the grass, all of these things that get us with green, and also bright flowers. You know, right now it's springtime, it's April, and it's really a great time to go out and look at the flowers. All of those colors, they stimulate our energy. It changes our frequency. So again, if I stay with you with understanding that it's all about gently shifting a frequency instead of, oh, I need to, you know, go from this mood to this mood. It's literally like you're just retuning. So as you go towards the plants, go outside on the grass, stand in the sun, you feel the nice, beautiful breeze, you splash some water on your face, you get a warm water bottle and put it on your belly. You know, there's all these different things that you might want to do to make yourself feel safe and warm. Letting your writing go, just letting it soar, just getting everything out that you need to get out, because now you're not holding inside anymore. Now you're not trying not to feel it. Working out, doing something physical, having a really great sweat. Sweating helps move the body. It moves the blood. It moves the chi. It moves the lymphatic system. It starts to cleanse out the pores. You breathe differently. Everything shifts. And again, the frequency changes. So as you can see, my theme is all about looking at emotions and the physical body and our mental energy as a frequency. So it brings me to the mental output and the mental input and the emotional output, the emotional input, the physical output, physical input. When we don't take care of ourselves emotionally, physically, mentally, psychically, spiritually, we can get drained and imbalanced, and our moods can be all over the place. So if you're having a hard time changing your frequency by applying mental techniques to help you be aware and then do things that move you into a better state, you also want to really look at how much energy are you giving out in your life and how much energy are you replenishing in your life. Be a culture that thinks that multitasking is the way to go, and it isn't. And so many studies now have shown that it's really actually detrimental to multitask. You actually don't get as much done. You're not as efficient, and it's incredibly draining. And you can also tend to make quite a bit of mistakes. And so in our culture, we want to look at what have we been told and how are we acting and responding on our life, and does it really make sense to us? Because just by shifting those little things makes a huge difference too. But remember that what you give out has to be replenished. And we humans tend to think that we can just go, 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 and we'll just kind of make it up sometime. But we're actually a battery. We're a battery of energy. And we're a rechargeable battery of energy, thank goodness. And you can replenish your energy. See, and tuning. You can think of it like an instrument. If you were to tune an instrument, if you were to say tune a violin, you know, I'm sure you've seen violinists when they're tuning their instrument. It's very precise. It takes time. It takes skill. They are constantly listening, constantly just fine-tuning, right? And that's what our energetic system also requires, especially if we're not used to doing it. Now, I do promise you that the more you learn to tune into your frequency, the more you learn to tune into your musical system, right, your being, it will get easier and easier and easier. You'll know exactly what you need from day to day to help yourself get back into alignment. And that's really what energetic alignment is, right? It's that alignment that brings you to the place of balance that's right for yourself. So look this week at frequency. What does frequency mean to you? What are the different frequencies you can think of? When are things moving slowly? When are they moving quickly? And what would feel really right for you? I thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next week. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.